Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones. Amen.
Shining
truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy, cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say Jesus takes the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if... Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. Won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here. You're tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
Who to do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
You're the only good friend and lover.
Anything you want,
yes, I can be. I can run the business and make time for fantasy.
Thank you.
to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry. Created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Well, happy Saturday, and it's a blessing to be here. You're on the Voice of Joy Online Ministries. The word for today, faith is the power unseen like the wind. We now bring you Pastor Donald Letcher Jr. from Memphis, Tennessee.
Thank you, my brother Don. I am Donald Letcher Jr., pastor of Moody Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Church in Memphis, Tennessee, 1608 South Cooper Street, Memphis, Tennessee. We encourage you to join us for worship every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Also, if you care to sow a seed in the ministry, you can do so by Cash App, $MOODYMEM. That's $MOODYMEM, and your seed will be greatly appreciated. This afternoon's meditation comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 17 through 25, where it's recorded from the Message translation these words: on the first of the days of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "What do you want us to prepare your Passover meal?" He said, "Enter the city, go up to a certain man and say, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I and my disciples plan to celebrate the Passover meal at your house.' The disciples followed Jesus' instructions to the letter and prepared the Passover meal. After sunset, he and his 12 disciples were sitting around the table, and during the meal, he said, 'I have something hard but important to say to you. One of you is going to hand me over to the conspirators.' They were stunned and then began to ask a question to one another, 'It isn't me, is it, Master?' Jesus answered, 'The one who hands me over is someone I eat with daily, one who passes me food at the table. In the one sense, the Son of Man is entering into a way of treachery, well marked by the scriptures, but no surprises here. In another sense, that man who turns in me and turns traitor to the Son of Man, better never to have been born than to do this.' Then Judas, already turned traitor, said, 'It isn't me, is it, Rabbi?'" With emphasis on verses 21 and 22 this afternoon, let me lift for a thought to hang our hats on. Is it me, O Lord, who's betrayed you? Hashtag, it's time to check myself. Is it me, Lord, who's betrayed you? Hashtag, it's time to check myself. For a long time, the Lord has put into my spirit, brothers and sisters, the need for the church universal and the world to perform a spiritual checkup on ourselves, on the need to examine ourselves to see if how we're living lines up with God's word. And it started in Bible study, studying the book by Tom S. Rainer, I Could, I Might, I Can, I Should, I Will. We're focused on challenging ourselves to examine the 9 traits of the outwardly focused Christian to see if we're spending too much time satisfying ourselves but forsaking others in the lives that we live, and culminating with the study of the book of Revelations, chapter 2, focusing on the 7 letters to the 7 churches in Asia Minor, where you discover every church, except one, which is the Church of Philadelphia, where even though God knew their works, he had something against them that they needed to work on or repent for. So when you get time, check the record, the church at Ephesus. Check the record, the church at Smyrna. Check the record, the church at Ephesus. Check the record, the church at Smyrna. Check the record of the church at Pergamos. Check the record of the church at Thyatira. Check the record of the church at Sardis. Check the record of the church at Laodicea. In all of these accounts, what they weren't doing could be considered turning their backs on God, or betraying God and how they were living, and even worshiping with the need to repent or turn from their wicked ways and go back to the ways of God who created them. Thus, this afternoon, I want to challenge us to examine ourselves, and not anyone else. I want to challenge you to look at anyone else but yourself to see if you've betrayed God and how you're living. Ask yourself the question, is it me, O Lord, who has betrayed you? Let that marinate for a moment. Is it me, O Lord, who has betrayed you? When we look at the text, we find a very familiar scenario taking place. We find Jesus, aware of him being plotted against by the chief priests, the elders, and others planning to arrest him and have him crucified. In addition, we find Jesus have been anointed with expensive oil at Bethany, and now we find, according to the text, Jesus, the feast of unleavened bread of the Passover, which later became known as the Last Supper, with the disciples breaking bread with Jesus, when Jesus drops a bombshell or shares with them a newsflash or breaking news that one of them will betray him. Can you imagine the scene when Jesus made that statement? In the text, we find the answer, because it recorded all the disciples that were gathered, started looking at each other, started asking himself, is it me? Let me ask a question. Have you ever been in a situation where there'd be family, friends or on the job, or even a church, where you knew that you were being plotted on? Have you ever been in a situation where you knew that you had some haters in your camp, and you knew it, but yet when you let it be known that you knew there was someone who didn't like you trying to get you fired, or watch this, knew that there was someone who had betrayed your trust when you shared something with them in confidentiality, and they told it anyhow. As a response to any of these scenarios, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Or maybe you receive the response, it isn't me. Where's a warning to those who might have said it, is it me? Or have asked the question, are they talking about me? Watch this. Even though Judas tried to deny him, Jesus responded, as I recorded in the Message translation, Judas, don't play games with me. So brothers and sisters, next time you're faced with a Judas in your camp who denies that they are about to betray you, tell them, don't play games with me. I'm not for play-play. Or you can miss me with that. But watch this. That is not the end. For it's recorded that after Jesus was arrested and all the disciples abandoned Jesus, Peter denied him three times as not knowing him. The disciples hid in the upper room. This afternoon, let us all admit that at some point in our lives, we've all betrayed or turned our backs on Jesus. If you allow me to be real this afternoon, as I examine myself, when I was younger, I turned my back on God while spinning records in nightclubs, missing church sometimes, not keeping his word, not living according to his word. But brothers and sisters, what changed me was the thought of spending eternal life in hell. Just this afternoon, I invite you to check yourself and ask yourself some questions. The first question we should ask ourselves pertains to asking ourselves, have I betrayed God with my attitude of worship? Do I come to worship with a bad attitude? Do I take worship lightly by coming to worship late, feeling that I will get there when I get there? Do I come to worship not expecting to receive anything out of it, but just out of habit? What do you come to worship for? Well, here's a newsflash. John 4:23-24 records, but the hour is coming, is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him, for God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Must worship with the light, with the right attitude. Otherwise, we're betraying God and not living in the way he intended. As in earlier in the meditation, I've challenged you to not look at anyone else but yourself. Don't measure yourself and what you do by others, because we are all called and created by God for different purposes. And your purpose might not be my purpose, and vice versa. Galatians 6:4 reminds us, but let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself and not in his neighbor. Just do what God has called you to do. Are your steps ordered in the Lord? If not, ask God to order your steps in the Word. Don't make your talk match your walk. We love to say giving God honor, who's ahead of my life, but when we look at what we say, it might line up with God's word. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. Ask yourself the question, can others see the Christ in me, or am I in denial? And as we prepare to close, the last question we ought to ask ourselves is, are our priorities in order? Is God first in our life? Because it's recorded, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, lean not on your own understanding. and all the ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So check yourself before you wreck yourself by betraying or turning your back on God with the life that you're living. And if not, I encourage you to pray this prayer. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, not my sister, not my brother, but me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. Let that marinate this week. Let this be a part of your meditation this week. Is it me, oh Lord, who has betrayed you? Or am I dead? If so, I'm checking myself. God bless you. May God's word be a lamp under your feet and a light under your path. Oh God, thank you for reminding us that we need to do a spiritual checkup on ourselves periodically to make sure that we are living according to your word. Also, that we are living according to how you created us, that we not betray those who trust us. Because, Lord, we know that our word is the only thing that we have. And if our word is no good, Lord, then we are no good. So thank you for reminding us to check ourselves, that we may not wreck ourselves. God bless you and keep you. Peace. I am through.
standing in the airport, a young lady, tears rolling down her face. She said to me, we need to rush to the hospital. But there's a choir member whose baby is lying at the point of death. We rush to Memorial Hospital. That's the mother and a father. The baby had a rare disease. She had second and third degree burns on the inside and the outside of her body. Because of the burns, the baby's mouth began to seal. The doctor said the results are confusing, and all we can do is wait. I want you to know, while they were waiting, I began to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. How many said no, Jesus can still say yes. The doctor told the mother, call the family in. He was preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in, so we could praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. How many now? God can take total disaster and tell.
Courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would if I could. I would teach you all the things I've never learned, and I'd help you cross the bridges that I burned. Yes, I would. If I could, I would try to shield your innocence from time. But the part of life I gave you is in mine. I'll watch you grow so I can let you go. If I could, I would help you make it through the hungry years, but I know that I can never cry your tears, babe. But I would if I could. Grow. help you make it through the hungry years. But I know that I can never cry your tears. But I would if I
I got a call from an old friend. We laughed about how we had changed, but I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. He tried to hide his feelings, but they only gave him away. The longer I listened, the more I kept wishing that I knew the right words to say. Can you reach my
to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.